Well, congrats, man, on signing to Shadron State. You know, you're good at so many sports, you know, football with basketball and track and field. But has football always been the same? That's what I want to do in college.
Yeah, it's always been. In elementary school, you know, you always kind of jump around between basketball and football. But ever since, fifth grade, I've known that I've wanted to play football.
And Shadron State, you guys are familiar with them, with Coach Long, with camps and stuff like that. So it's pretty good fit. You like it up there?
Yeah. We've been going up for the last 4 or 5 years I've been up there. So I'm pretty familiar with all the coaching staff and just kind of figure out how they coach. You don't get the full extent of it at camp, but you get a little bit of it.
Defense is what they probably want you, or offense, or either or special teams. You can do it all, can't you? What do you want to do?
I'm going to start at receiver. Okay. That's kind of where I wanted to play. Uh-huh. Obviously, could have played defense probably, but I like playing offense. Everyone kind of starts on special teams when they come out, but work your way up.
Yeah. But you're a guy that just give me the field. Just get me out there. I'll play anywhere, right?
Yeah, that's what I told them. They asked which one I wanted to play, and I told them, honestly, whatever's going to get me out there first, you know, whichever one's going to get me more playing time and help the team out.
So many highlights in 4 years. Gosh, what's one? I asked Coach Spargo the same question. He sat there for a little bit. I said, pretty tough thing to answer. What's the best highlight of your career?
I don't know. I always think back to I think it was my second touchdown versus Hal's Dodge my sophomore year.
That's what he said, too.
Yep. I reverse field a couple of times and long 65-yard run, I think.
So there's so many. There's a lot of them out there, though, for freshman to senior class, isn't it?
Yep. I've been very blessed to have some pretty good teammates that, you know, blocking for me, throwing me the ball. Everything kind of has to add up because I wouldn't be able to do it without any of them. Couldn't do anything without 7 other guys on the field with me.
Yeah, you guys have had your fair share of talent from when you started as a freshman, now to senior. You had a lot of good guys, didn't you?
Yeah, and I had very good guys when I was coming in as a freshman and sophomore to lead me up and teach me the ways, kind of, show me how to do things and really work.
Academically, what are you going to be studying up there?
I'm thinking about studying sports management. They have a couple different topics on sports management, but I haven't narrowed it down quite yet.
All right. You went through basketball mode. That's important. Yeah, that's coming, kind of winding down a little bit. I know you're pumped, like myself, you're pumped up for a little track and field this year, aren't you?
I am excited for track and field, especially with the team that we have coming back. We can do great things again, I think.
You won it last year, the million-dollar question. Everybody, can you do it again?
I think so, yeah.
You've got the horses. I mean, the field events and the track and everything. Relays, my gosh.
Yep, we got pretty much everyone but Lakin, you know. And Lakin is a big loss, but I think we can have people step up and hopefully recover those points.
And one more thing, coming back from the injury and everything. Boy, hats off to you, because not a lot. Sometimes some athletes can't come back from that. You did. You worked your tail off and got back to playing again.
Yeah, thank you. It was a rough time, rough recovery. Took a lot of time, took a lot of patience, but just working with, you know, Coach Spargo in the weight room, Trevor in the PT, just my family being there, and really helped work it out.